What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast, created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
I'm Taylor Fischotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones confirming linebacker DeMarvion Overshown will undergo season-ending knee surgery after suffering the injury during Monday night's loss to the Bengals. Elsewhere, the Steelers could be without their leading receiver for the second straight game this week against the Eagles. Head coach Mike Tomlin saying George Pickens is doubtful to play with a hamstring injury. The Steelers can clinch a playoff berth this week with a win over the Eagles. Meantime, the Texans can clinch the AFC South Division with a win over the Dolphins and a Colts loss to the Broncos. In the NFC, Green Bay can clinch a playoff berth with a win over the Seahawks and a Falcons loss. The Vikings can also clinch a playoff berth with a win over the Bears Monday night. And the Eagles, who already clinched a playoff berth, can clinch the NFC East Division title with a win over the Steelers and a Commanders loss or tie with the Saints. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
Take that list and head on over to D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where you'll find full stock of Wrangler and Levi men's and women's jeans, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts from Carhartt, high-quality rain gear, and, of course, durable work boots from Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia. And to D&J, special orders are always welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council candidate calls for Ty Lewis's termination. Atascadero City Council appoints new mayor pro tem and treasurer. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 31 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. During the regular Passerville City Council meeting on December 3rd, former council candidate Linda George filed a formal claim against the city where she's seeking $500,000 in damages. The 19-page document also calls for Ty Lewis's termination, citing incompetency, neglect of duty, insubordination, dishonesty, discourteous treatment of the public or other employees, improper political activity, and misuse of city property. George's claim also disputes Ty Lewis's own claim, filed earlier this summer, and calls into question his medical issues that led to his leave of absence. George alleges that Lewis is involved in a cabal that defamed her character as a candidate for city council this cycle. For remedies, George's document calls for the termination of Ty Lewis, $500,000 in damages, the sanction of Mayor John Hammond, Steve Gregory, Sharon Roden, and Fred Strong, and others. The termination of Ty Lewis is listed as non-negotiable. At last night's Atascadero City Council meeting, following a recognition of outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Seabach, the swearing in its newest elected members, the council reconvened with its newest organization. Charles Borbeau began his role as mayor, and Seth Peake his position as council member. Council voted to appoint Mark Darris as the new mayor pro tem for a two-year term, ending December 2026. Council also deliberated whether to run a standalone election for its now vacant treasurer position, or fill a vacancy by appointment. Staff recommended an appointment, given the potential cost of a special election to be at least $500,000. Council voted unanimously to appoint current finance director Jerry Rangel as the city's treasurer. County Board of Supervisors recognizes 2024 election results. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. An added consent item to yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting was a declaration for the results of the November 5th general election. The board voted 4-1 to approve this item, with Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissenting in her vote. Here's Supervisor Arnold declaring her dissent during the item's discussion.
And that is simply because I am very concerned, I've said it for a long time now, about our election process, not about the people that are working the elections. You have to work under the rules and the laws that are presented to you. So for me, if it was up to me, I would want to return to pre-pandemic voting procedures, the traditional polling places, and the mail-in ballot by request. I'm a big proponent of voter ID. I'm trying to ensure that it's American citizens voting and the right number of citizens voting in the right places, and I would like to return to that. So under the presently under the election processes that we're using, I just don't believe that it's possible to have a really an accurate count.
Prior to calling the vote, Supervisor Bruce Gibson made one remark in response to Supervisor Arnold regarding her dissent.
That there's going to be a dissenting vote to this ministerial action by the Board of Supervisors is pure pandering to the misguided individuals that I referenced earlier, and frankly is an embarrassment to this board and to this county.
The Passerville and Templeton Chamber of Commerce has released the results for their Christmas tree auction. This event raised over $26,000 for local nonprofits. The chamber thanks those who attended and helped make this a successful event and gives a special shout out to the businesses who created the trees for the auction. Passerville's Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the City Council's decision to terminate the employee parking lot program. The first reading of an ordinance to revert the parking lots back to free public parking was made in its prior meeting. The second reading will appear in the next agenda item on December 17th. City Council will give the public the opportunity to speak out against reverting the program. Main Street Association will present the feedback given to them regarding the parking lot program at the next City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Passerville's Main Street Association office for more information. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recently completed a district-wide Wi-Fi upgrade. In a release, the school district says this project was funded through a $350,000 grant, ensuring that campuses across the district have faster and more reliable connectivity. The upgrade supports the district's goal of providing equitable technology access and preparing students for success in a digital world, the release says. In sports for the NBA, Milwaukee defeated Orlando 114-109. Oklahoma City beat the Mavericks 118-104. Tonight, the Hawks will face the Knicks, and the Warriors will go against the Rockets. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Work continued overnight to try to protect homes and residents in Malibu, where the Franklin Fire has been burning since Monday.
We currently have 32 operations that include evacuations, road closures, and security patrols.
20,000 residents under evacuation orders, several homes reportedly destroyed. The winds continuing to pose a problem. More Santa Anas in the forecast today. The fire burning over 3,000 acres. State Attorney General Rob Bonta says if you're asked to give to a charity this holiday season, check the AG's registry to make sure it's legit.
I don't want to scare you away from being generous this season. I want you to be generous this season, and I want your generosity, your donations to actually go to the organization that you intend them to go to.
But recommending you go to Google and type in report charities. A woman and man arrested in Houston accused of shooting Dr. Hamid Mirshajoy to death outside his Woodland Hills clinic in August. Evan Harbin and Ashley Rose Seating now charged with murder. Jeff Scott, California News.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television? JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Make this holiday season scent-sational. Fragrance is the perfect gift for someone special on your list, and Ulta Beauty has them all. Shop classic scents from Valentino, Burberry, and Carolina Herrera. Plus, check out can't-miss perfume kits from Ariana Grande. And wait, there's one more sweet deal. With a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get the coziest plush robe or throw, valued at $70 while supplies last. So head to an Ulta Beauty store today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K. John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds. A local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas celebrated the organization's accomplishments this year in an address delivered Monday at the Farm Bureau's 106th annual meeting in Monterey. Douglas, speaking in her first annual address since being elected last year to lead the Farm Bureau, focused on local achievements and the organization's strength and unity. She said, "We have extensive success as a state organization, but it doesn't matter if we don't have strong county. But it doesn't matter if we don't have strong county farm bureaus. She continued, "Thank you for showing us what's possible when we put our mind to something." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about an 80% chance of rain. Overnight, lows in the upper 30s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 50% chance of showers in the morning, then partly cloudy skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday. Cloudy skies on Saturday with about a 70% chance of rain. Partly cloudy on starting Sunday to Wednesday next week. Low 60s on Friday, upper 50s Saturday, low 60s Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been trading mostly higher, even though the latest update on inflation showed no progress. The numbers came in as expected. The consumer price index rose 2.7% in the year ending in November. Excluding food and energy, the increase is 3.3%. Albertsons has ended its merger with Kroger after it was blocked by the courts. But Albertsons is also suing Kroger, accusing its former merger partner of failing to cooperate with regulators. Dave & Buster's shares are down 15%. The restaurant gaming chain lost more money than expected in the recent quarter, and its chief executive Chris Morris is stepping down after just 2 years on the job. Its board chair Kevin Sheehan is taking over on an interim basis. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
Hey, Rini, look who's at table six again today.
I know. Even without his suit, you can tell who he is. I think he's trying to figure out why Lynn's pies are so good.
But he's been here every day this week.
Well, I don't think he's trying very hard.
Maybe we should just tell him about your original recipes that use real fruit and just the right touch of real cane sugar.
Never corn syrup.
And that they're handmade right here in Cambria.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you see what he's doing now?
Wait. This is the best part.
That's real good.
Smart Santas can order Lynn's handmade fruit pies and food gifts to be shipped anywhere in California in the United States by phone and at lynnsfruitbin.com. You can find Lynn's handmade pies at your local Central Coast grocery store and the Costco freezer section to bake at home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
Give the gift of health this holiday season. Hi, I'm Josie, manager of The Natural Alternative. This December, enjoy 20% off all CBD products and 15% off all gift cards. CBD has many health benefits, from reducing inflammation to getting more restful sleep. Check out our CBD holiday gift bags today. Gift certificates are available today. Happy holidays from our family to yours. The Natural Alternative Nutrition Center, 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Right, Joyce, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Don't forget, it's December, and that means Boyd's December Cigar Event, Thursday the 19th from 5 till 8. And you'll have a classic Christmas dinner with, of course, roast turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans, and apple pie for dessert, cigar specials and great prizes and more. The event is $30 per person or free for lounge members. You must RSVP by this coming Monday the 16th to be included in the dinner. Now, you can do that by going to BoydsTobaccoElegantGifts.com or calling 805-239-8701.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. Terry and I and all of our staff at Roosters want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, I happened to run into Santa Claus himself the other day at the shooting range. We discussed how the elves will load the sleigh with those special Christmas presents that require a 10-day background check. So, we decided that you have to start your registration paperwork no later than Saturday, December 13th, so we can release everyone's gifts no later than Monday, December 23rd. We're closing at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve so that the Roosters crew has time to get those presents to the North Pole for the late night run.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget that Roosters has literally everything you need for Christmas, except dinner. From gifts, stocking stuffers, coffee, and tributes to Blue Lives, we have it all. Merry, Merry Christmas to all. May God bless you this season, and please visit us at 98 South Main Street in Templeton and our website at roostersfirearms.com.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Markel Royal gets in an argument with his wife about his drinking habits. Royal, currently intoxicated, gets more angry. Eventually picks up a bowl of spaghetti and throws it at his wife of 9 years, hitting her in the chest. Cops are called, the sauce still on her shirt. Evidence enough for Royal to be carted off on battery. A judge orders Royal to have no contact with his wife for the spaghetti assault incident. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
The most wonderful time of the year is here at Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton.
Proudly serving the community for 18 years.
I'm Logan, and I'll greet you at the entrance.
And I'm Tyler. I'll help you out with your tree.
At Agape, we offer a delightful selection of 9 varieties of Christmas trees, ranging from 2 feet to an impressive 24 feet tall. Plus, you'll find tree stands, beautiful cedar garland, and fresh wreaths to complete your festive decor. Want a tree you can enjoy year after year? Check out our potted trees. We are dedicated to bringing you the freshest trees available with a fresh load delivered weekly.
Take a leisurely stroll through our 80 acres while sipping on hot chocolate by the fire. There's something for everyone here. Enjoy our free bounce house, hop on a tractor or horse and carriage ride. Fun for the whole family. Make Agape Christmas Trees a part of your family tradition.
Visit us at 625 Templeton Road in Templeton. We're open from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas every day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Visit agapechristmastrees.com.
Happy Holidays!
For over 87 years, H.M. Holloway has been serving the farmers of Central California, and they very much appreciate your patronage. And H.M. Holloway will continue to offer quality, dependable service. H.M. Holloway, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. During the regular Passable City Council meeting on December 3rd, former council candidate Linda George filed a formal claim against the city seeking $500,000 in damage in the termination of city manager Ty Lewis. George's document alleges that Lewis is involved in a cabal that defamed her character as a candidate for the city council this cycle and disputes Lewis's claim filed earlier this summer. Passable St. Templeton Chamber of Commerce has released the results for their Christmas tree auction. This event raised over $26,000 for local nonprofits. The Chamber thanks those who attended and helped make this a successful event and gives a special shout out to the businesses who created the trees for the auction. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A wildfire in Malibu, California has 20,000 people told to leave their homes or warned they may have to.
Oh, look at the ashes. Oh, my God.
The fire's burned about 6 square miles since breaking out Monday night, reported to be 7% contained.
1,500 firefighters on a 4,000-acre fire. Now, in wildfire terms, that's relatively tiny. Still, we're not out of the woods yet. However, no moderate damage, no injuries or fatalities, 7 structures destroyed, 8 damaged. That's a relief for a fire that caught nearly everyone by surprise because it's so late in the fire season.
Fox's William Legeness. The consumer price index, a little higher.
Month over month, it jumped 0.3%. Year over year, headline jumps 2.7%. Remember, though, that last month, that was 2.6%. So month to month, a little bit of an edge up.
Chuck Sony with Fox Business. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. We're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This Saturday night, it's the annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase. A present to the community from the Paso Robles Main Street Association, the City of Paso Robles, and Vine Street neighbors and businesses. Stroll down historic Vine Street between 8th and 21st Streets and see beautifully decorated homes, Scrooge, the Snow King and Queen, and Santa and Mrs. Claus. Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase, this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Buyers must qualify for all incentives and programs. Financing through select lenders and on select new in-stock Ram 24-2500 Laramie or higher trim models only. Offer excludes Tradesman and Bighorn. Most awarded heavy-duty truck is based on the last 5 years. Now buyers will qualify. On approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Sean Kaler from Olehi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, during the Wrap the Year sales event, we're closing out the year with over-the-top savings on new Ram 2500s. Your wait is over. Right now, take $16,777 off new Ram 2500s. That's $16,777 off the most awarded heavy-duty truck. Not one or two, but everyone in stock. These offers are for the public only, so please, no dealers. Ram 2500s at these prices won't last long. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Just in time for year-end, Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram does it again. Take $16,777 off every new 24 Ram 2500 Laramie or higher trim during the wrap-up-the-year sales event going on now at Malay Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We'll see you next to Lowe's in...
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Well, we're going to have some clouds this morning, a little bit of sunshine later on, highs in the upper 60s and clouds coming back. As a matter of fact, tonight, later tonight into Thursday, a 90% chance of rain, then early Thursday, 60% chance of light rain, overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. Highs for Thursday with some clouds remaining in the upper 50s, and then for your Friday, we will have partly cloudy skies with highs in the low 60s. Could get some rain Saturday morning, about a 70%, and then highs for Saturday in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy 60s Sunday, low 60s Monday, Tuesday, mid-60s with sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down we go, 7.04 a.m., 4.51 p.m. It's 33 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Karen, 12:30 till 2, she'll have Debbie Arnold in discussing her time in office and what is next. Just a little heads up for tomorrow, county issues, and of course that will be the knowledgeable Mr. Mike Brown from CoLab. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need it, yes, we do. 24/7, same-day service. Call 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Ready to go.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful... A loop, a whirl, and a vertical climb, and once again, you'll know it's time for the adventures of...
The Morning Exchange!
And a host of others.
Hurry! The show's about to start!
I'm coming as fast as I can!
Wave to the people!
Yay!
Now what are you doing?
Sign an autograph! The Steve John Smith. Sure, there's always room for one more.
KPRL.
All right, I have a couple more gift certificates for a Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton. So just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. I will let you know through the email if you have won the gift certificate for a Christmas wreath. All right, again, whatever may be on your minds. Of course, there's some things here in, of course, Pats Robles, Linda George, and then we have potential parking on the what the city did years ago, regarding that, and the employee parking, because the merchants were assessed in the 1980s to purchase these lots, and there is some thought that merchants should be reimbursed, but apparently there are some that don't want the merchants to be reimbursed, which, based on some other things that has happened recently, why not? It's only money. Hi, good morning.
It is only money, I agree with you, but God bless Debbie Arnold. I have to tell you, that was pretty disgusting yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting.
Well, you know, Darsha, I asked the question, and maybe it's a stupid question. Why did he feel he needed to respond to her?
Because he can't help himself. Even a fool who keeps his mouth shut is considered wise. I'll leave it that way.
Okay.
He's a bully. He's a bully. He takes every single opportunity he can to, you know, go up against Debbie because she's been effective. She stands her ground and she stands for the people. She didn't give in on the Bob Jones trail that's a transportation trail. And she says, no, you cannot take away people's property. It's their property. You cannot use eminent domain for recreational purposes. And she calls him on all kinds of stuff when he's a tyrant. I mean, by definition, he's a tyrant. I'll use my freedom of speech. but his comments were, to use Debbie's term from a couple weeks ago, rich. Because the very first public comment for items on the agenda was from a voter who had called in on the radio show on Friday saying that, you know, still to this day, she was given a precinct ballot, voted on the precinct ballot, and a vote has never been counted against her name, or for her name, I'll use that term instead, never been counted for her name. That is exactly, by definition, a disenfranchised voter. That I'm not supposed to use that term, that I'm using it too loosely, according to that fish wrap that's in South County. And so I just let people thank you for that opportunity, because people called in and just said, listen, this is what happened to me on election day. And people, it created chaos and confusion by moving the precincts, the polling locations around, with Shandon getting closed down. All of these things add up, and to make it where the voters' election day experience is horrific. It should be where, you know, everyone can go out and do their patriotic duty, and, you know, in your neighborhood, and see your friends and have things counted right there so that every single person can observe if they want to. It's transparent, it's open, it's verifiable, it's auditable. You know, you don't have a literal black box counting the votes.
Well,
and then have it certified. And the thing that really was the most annoying, now we have the MO, is where Bruce Gibson gives awards to people that have, you know, stood in line for him. He gave an award as CSAC president, the California State Association of Counties. He gave awards to 58 of the county clerk, recorder, registrar voters, including our own, and an award as the presidential award from CSAC for their unwavering commitment to our democracy, as well as to Dr. Shirley Weber, Secretary of State, for all that she had to do to persevere through this election.
All she had to do to persevere?
I know. And there are huge issues in Orange County, not just our county. We have a lot of issues going on in our county. We had observers. We had precinct workers. They were giving out precinct ballots to people without signing the rosters. And then there were people signing the rosters that shouldn't have been signing the rosters. It's a mess. This voting system that we have right now is a mess. It is not accurate, and it cannot be claimed to be accurate.
Well,
you can't tell who voted.
You know,
people all over the world are voting.
Not only did that sleazebag go after Debbie, but in his comments with that, he went after anybody else who possibly agreed with Debbie on her opinion on the voting. So he had to go after two groups of people where all he had to do was just keep his mouth shut after Debbie made her comments. But as you said, he can't keep his mouth shut.
Well, that misguided individual was directed at me. So he's saying that she was pandering to misguided individual. And because I was there.
Oh.
So I think that there's been a huge effort, and I'm not party preference political usually oriented, but there has been a huge effort, including the Tribune, to attack conservatives and especially Republicans. And you know as well as I do, there have been several names in the news, and anyone who's under attack is of a conservative Republican party favor. So, I mean, you know the list. It's the cast of characters that have been under attack. And what is the bigger picture? It's timing right before the election. Chris Bausch, Debbie Arnold, John Fashong, Dan Dow, Hunter Brees. You can go on, and if you look at who's been under attack, it's been specific and targeted.
Well, the way things are going at the Tribune, you think that they would be as nice to as many people as possible.
Oh, no, they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. So let them circle the drain as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it's slowly happening.
But this is going to come out. I promise you, Orange County, there was an emailed bomb threat Friday night. And then they just so happens that they shut down the cameras, the security cameras, and there are reports that there were two trucks or vans that came in 10, 11 o'clock at night. They were not the bomb squad. Bomb squad trucks are very different. And then there was 20,000 extra ballots that were ready to be counted on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 out of 5 of those congressional races, that affects the rest of the country, 4 out of 5 of those congressional races were turned to the Democrat Party candidate.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they just kept counting.
Hey,
so,
Darsha,
there's even a call to redo the entire California election from presidential, Senate, all the congressional races.
Well,
because it does affect the rest of the country.
Speaking of that, I just got an email. It says, ask Darsha, can we try to recall Gibson again?
Well, yes, if we had 30 people that devoted hours and hours and hours of time. If we have 100 people devoting even fewer hours of time, we could get it done. The campaign is still open. It's not my most favorite thing. I had a lot of fun, actually, when I was out at San Miguel. But sure, let's do it. It was important last time because he was going to be the president of CSAC. That's a one-year appointment. And so now he's off of that board. He's made all of his connections and brought it back to San Luis Obispo County.
Mm-hmm.
But if people want to do it, I just need commitment from people who will actually get the signatures, because we had a whole group of really, really dedicated people that we came up short. We just needed more people. We needed more signatures.
Yep.
But I hope that people will call in today to Karen's show and please, please let Debbie know how much we appreciate everything she has done. I've only been involved in the last few years, but, I mean, just the years and years that she has stood up to especially Bruce Gibson, but the other tyrants that are in this county.
Yep. All right, Darcia, thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye. All right, on email, Downtown Lights, just drove by the park. It's 8:46 a.m. and the lights are still on. Okay. Well, I have no idea if those are any way solar or not, because it's still a little cloudy out, and so I know we have solar lights outside our house, and depending on the clouds, they could be on a little bit longer than normal in the morning. Let's see here. What else do we have? Ask Darcia, the lights. Okay, we got that done. All righty. Let's see here. Well, we're only 2 weeks away from Christmas, and on the Christmas list, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It was part of a trivia question and had to do with how much money on average people will be spending. And I forget, Chris, what was it, about $1,000 or $900, something like that?
Something pretty big.
Yeah, and it's like, that's a lot of nickels and dimes, but a lot of it is because these electronic devices out there, and they're not cheap, although this one is, they have a list here of 10 trending electronics that are sure to be hot items this holiday season. Find electronic gifts for everyone on your list. And remember, this is freedom of speech. You can change it at any time. So it's these. The first one on the list is Smart Swim 2 goggles. They're $200. They're on sale. It's perfect for the swimmer on your list. These advanced swim goggles feature an augmented reality display, onboard motion sensors, that's maybe for sharks coming at you, and an optical heart rate monitor. How about that?
I didn't know that swim goggles went that advanced.
Well, if you got $200, they will. A Saluma light on sale for $1,000. It's a therapy light. It can treat various skin conditions, pain, and hair loss. The treatment uses specific wavelengths of light to penetrate deep into the skin and repair the skin and muscle tissues on a cellular level. Again, then you have the AirPods on sale, Apple, for a mere $459.
Yikes.
Great sound quality and excellent noise cancellation. Well, okay, I see those people wearing those things at the gym all the time, and I don't know. And again, you do what you want. An Aura ring on sale for just $359. It transmits all this other stuff. Mini bag sealer for $11. That's another big one. Boy, how about if somebody opens that up at Christmas? They'll go crazy, won't they? Hand massager. Oh, a digital camera for only $80. That would be pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah. Picture frames are cool. The digital picture frames, I got to admit, those are pretty cool. That's $139. Portable charger, that's a good idea, for just $40. So those are just some of the things that you can not waste your money on.
Well, depends on which one you use it on.
Well, that's true. But now, do kids from your generation prefer the gifts, or would they rather have a gift card or money to go buy whatever they want?
You know, I'm going to speak personally in the fact that I'd prefer the money, but I cannot say the same for my generation.
Okay. So you prefer, because, and this is not an indictment on anyone in your family, but is it because over the years they just don't know what you want, or some of them are big busts?
No, it's more of that if I want something, and especially if it's a tech device, let's say, I want to make sure I'm getting the exact one I want and not some off-brand or one that's just, you know, a slightly less capable model, if that makes sense, for cheaper.
All right, so I can understand that. It's I'm trying to think here if I can give you any example. I don't know. Well, maybe it would be, and again, I'm trying to think here, if let's just say one of my aunts decided for Christmas I'm going to get Kevin a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have little idea of what style and all that kind of stuff. So they get me the shirt, and I do remember getting one because it was a paisley shirt, and it was disgusting looking. I don't know if I ever wore it. I was probably about 11 or 12 years old, and it was just ugly. So now she didn't know what to, you know, I don't know why she didn't ask my mom, because my mom, you know, certainly wouldn't have bought that for me. But I understand that, yeah, it's a technical thing is that, yeah, you know what, even tools for around the house, you know, at least, because it may not be the exact one that you want. Now,
exactly. And the person who's going shopping might not be as experienced in it as you, so they might not have a good eye for it.
Yeah, they'll say, well, you know, again, this is just an example. A shovel is a shovel. What's the difference? Well, you know what? People just like certain pieces of equipment. It may not be able to do the way you can hold it or handle it, the adjustments on it or the versatility of it, all these other little things and so forth and so on. But there is something nice about opening up and being surprised by a package other than just a piece of paper. It says, you know, Lincoln and Jackson on it or the gift card. But I do understand why more people do that. So anyway, let's see here. Lights in the park. Did the do-gooder that wanted to tattle on the lights still being on in the park stop to pick up trash or so anything helpful rather than just tattle? Well, okay, so if somebody goes pick up trash, that makes them a great... no. People are just asking why the lights are on in the morning. That's all. That's all. Now, the one did ask about the, you know, what's the cost. And as a taxpayer, you might want to be concerned about that. The Christmas decorations, I think they look beautiful down in the city park. I'm not in favor of them all year round, but they put them up, and people like it. So... I just think when you have something up all year round, it loses its significance. So anyway, and by the way, I do know that the person who, you know, you're talking about the tattletale, I do know this person, and that person is given back to the community for many years. So they don't just have to pick up garbage. I would be more critical of the people that are putting the garbage down on the street for others to pick up. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. There's an inquiry about the lights. I've been down there and checking them out, and a lot of the lights are connected to the actual park light poles that are for the walkways.
Right.
And they're tied in on those poles, and they spread them to the tree lights. So they're not switched, and that's probably why they're on all day long, because there's nobody up there to actually have a switch or pull the plug on them in the morning and then go back and plug them back in the evening.
Okay, so those, unlike the norm, the regular ones on the walk there, they're not on timers.
I obviously not.
Okay.
I didn't think about that, but if you look up at those poles on the walkways, there a lot of them are pulling off the top. There's a access box at the top, and they're plugged in up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, so, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Why weren't they on timers?
Yeah.
That would be something the city should look at. I was amazed that, like, they'd be on all day, too, you know. Your tax dollar is hard to work.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the heads up.
Sure, you bet.
All right, bye. All right, on this day in 1934, Bill Wilson began his sobriety. He would go on to co-found Alcoholics Anonymous. What's kind of funny here is on his deathbed, he asked for a shot of whiskey. His nurse refused his request, but he was a heavy smoker and he died of emphysema. I'm not laughing at that. It's just that he asked for whiskey.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. An added consent item to yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting was a declaration for the results of the November 5th general election. The board voted 4-1 to approve this item, with Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissenting in her vote. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recently completed a district-wide Wi-Fi upgrade. In a release, the school district says this project was funded through a $350,000 grant, ensuring that campuses across the district have faster and more reliable connectivity. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 35 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Bruce Gibson's best friend, outgoing supervisor Debbie Arnold, so enjoy that this afternoon. Watch out for the rain, and thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pop. Small business, keep the cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.